I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The Red Sox front office report with Chaim Bloom is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also by Stoli Vodka, a Latvian product with operations in Ukraine, and by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. And the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Chaim Bloom, joins us right now on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Chaim, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Well, how do you think I'm doing?
Well, I don't want to assume that the towel has been thrown in yet, but perhaps you have started looking ahead to the off season, and I wanted to ask, as you do that, positionally, what would be your number one focus when it comes to improving this team for next season?
Yeah, look, to the first part of that, look, we're always going to keep competing. We know where we are, and frankly, we could be in first place, and we'd still be doing off season planning right now. That's just how you work in this business. So I think it's a fair question to ask, no matter where we are in the standings. It's just that if we're in a better spot, people aren't very focused on it outside of our walls. But we're obviously still going to keep competing and see where it takes us. As far as looking ahead to next year, obviously there's a lot of moving parts as there are going to be in any offseason. I think we just want to make sure we have a complete baseball team. There were some areas, obviously, this year that could have gone either way, and they didn't always go our way, and we want to make sure that we build as complete a roster as possible.
Chaim, I'm sure you're seeing that main headline is the fact that Kike told people that you promised him that the Sox will be way better in 2023. When you promise something like that, if you promised that, how can you ensure that that actually happens this offseason? What do you need to do to make sure that that happens next year?
Well, I think Kike was paraphrasing a little because there's only so much we control. But look, we need to be better than this, right? This is not what anybody around here deserves or wants. And Kike is a winning player. And when you get to the point, as he was a year and a half ago and had a chance to be again this winter, to choose your employer. If you're a winning player, the chance to win matters a lot. And so that was something that was on his mind. We talked about it, and I believe we're going to be better. I believe he's going to be better too, and that's going to be part of why we're going to be better.
Chaim, what do you say to people who think your style of building an organization is rather through the farm system, younger players, than those high-priced or big-price free agents?
So the reason I'm pausing is because I would ask, why does it have to be either or? Don't successful franchises and markets like these do both?
Yes, they do. But I think the perception is that in Tampa, you were more of a guy that said, let's build the farm system than maybe, and I know you can't throw players' names out there, but, you see the big price free agents that are going to be available this offseason.
Yeah, well, look, every organization's in a different spot. So you have to do what allows you to win in your circumstances. And in our circumstance, we have resources that allow us to, that allows us to play in every market, and we should play in every market. But part of the reason that the organization's gone through what it's been going through really the whole time I've been here is because we depleted that farm system. You cannot win. I don't care how much money you have. You cannot win without a strong talent pipeline if you want to win every year. You might be able to do it once in a while, but the only way to win consistently is to win with a strong talent pipeline. Now, in a market like ours, you also have the ability to back that up, you know, with big spending, as the organization has done over the last 20 years and will continue to do. But when you look at, you know, every period of success this organization has had, it's always been fueled by a good core from within. So if we get away from that, we're going to win less, not more.
I think it's great to clear this up because I think the perception may be on the outside that John Henry brought you here to when it comes to payroll to kind of, you know, cut the payroll and build from a prospect position. So if that, I think that's kind of what the perception may be.
Yeah, I don't know why that's the case. It certainly hasn't been backed up by the payrolls that we've run since I've been here. You know, obviously payroll ebbs and flows in every organization, but the entire time that John and Tom have owned the club, the organization's had one of the highest payrolls in baseball. That has continued to be the case since I've been here. You know, I think John's aim is exactly the same as, you know, what I just said. We have to do both. And you have to do both if you want to win a lot. And when you look at the periods where the organization has won, including the most recent championship, it's been, you know, through having that core. And if you don't replenish the core, then you fall off after you win. And that's exactly what happens. So we have to get to the point where that core is always replenishing itself. And then all the other things that we can do in our market, all the other uses of our resources and, you know, spending money, whether it's on our own players, whether it's on players from the outside, that's where that can really push you over the top. But but you see this around the game. When you try to, you know, you write those checks without having the core, it doesn't get you anywhere.
My issue, Haim, with this approach is that I just keep going back to Kyle Schwarber, a guy that obviously performed here, who got, I think, 4 years, a little less than $100 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's currently leading the National League in home runs. He has more home runs than Bogarts, J.D. Martinez, and Bobby Dalbec combined. And you made the decision, or the organization made the decision, that he wasn't worth that value point. Do you think you misread his talent? And how would a signing of Schwarber negatively impact the team's ability to contend for the next several years?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is, I think, a better, like, these are the conversations that I'd rather be having is, okay, you know, we could talk about baseball moves and whether they were the right baseball decisions. Obviously, we know Kyle's a good hitter. He's hitting a lot of home runs. You know, I remember early in the season there was a debate and there were people taking the other side of you on this, Chris, and saying, well, you know, the organization should be having as a DH is not someone who hits home runs and hits, you know, 210 or whatever it is, but a complete hitter. There's all sorts of different positions you can take here. I think it's perfectly valid to argue about how we should be using our resources. One of the main things that we wanted to do coming into this season, and I think really probably the worst aspect of a really successful team last year was our defense, and we wanted to do everything we could to upgrade our defense. And obviously, you know, having JD here, you know, and having Kyle on top of that, it would have made it harder to do that. And, you know, obviously we pursued, you know, the biggest free agent we pursued was a guy who's one of the standout defenders in the game of baseball. So, you know, again, obviously everybody brings positives and negatives. You can talk about different ways to build a club and different baseball decisions we make. And obviously those decisions have upsides and downsides. You know, I think that's perfectly valid. Obviously it has stood out that we haven't had the home run power that we expected to have or that we've had in past seasons. And that's something we got to look at going into next year.
So, you know, when you talk about being a big market team willing to spend, philosophically, how come there's not a deal done, for instance, with Xander Bogaerts?
Yeah, good question. I mean, we obviously, you know, this question comes up. I think every time I talk to anybody, this question comes up about a couple of our guys. And, you know, it's a question of finding the right deal. And, you know, we have a couple guys that I get asked about a lot that we want to find those right deals with. Obviously, we haven't yet, or we have an agreement, but we still want to. And, you know, it's obviously a question of finding a way to have really both those guys here on deals that are going to work out for everybody.
Are those conversations actively happening, or are you guys in a standstill right now till the end of the season?
Well, you know, I would never get into those details. Generally speaking, obviously sometimes there are unique circumstances, like with Kike. Generally speaking, it's harder to do those things when guys have their focus on the field. But obviously we're getting towards a point in the year where it becomes a little easier to look ahead.
Chaim, as a spoiled, you know, fan of teams that I want to see win championships, is it safe to say then you'll be in the market? Now, I know you can't say names, but I'd like to see guys, whether it be a Jacob deGrom, a Aaron Judge, will you be in the market for or make a strong push for guys like that?
Yeah, the one thing I would say is what we're going to try to do is, you know, and as I've said before, we fully expect to, you know, as the organization has resources and a payroll that's among the highest in the game, we're going to try to put a team out there that can win a championship. How we do that, you know, we're going to be more focused on what the team looks like rather than how many headlines the moves grab. I actually think when you look at 21 and some of the success of that team, we probably made moves that winter that I'm not sure you could have challenged us to spend the money that we spent in a way that would grab fewer headlines than we did. There's a lot of moves we could have made that would have been a lot sexier that would have made us worse. And we wouldn't have played the way we did, and we wouldn't have had the season that we had. So we're definitely going to look at everybody, including the biggest names. But what we end up doing up and down our roster, whether it's a marquee player or whether it's the 26th guy, it's going to be geared toward building the best team that we can.
Chaim, speaking of sexy signings, I don't know if you knew this, but Greg partakes in throwing, what do you call it, glizzy tossing,
yeah,
Greg?
Sometimes.
Are you guys going to re-sign him for next season to be able to do that again?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes with the I work with the KM people, and I have been out in the stands acting as a vendor, a pseudo-vendor, throwing hot dogs. I'd like that opportunity next season, if that exists.
Well, and so you are willing to negotiate in season?
Yes. Honestly, you lowballed me the first time, and it was somewhat offensive. But maybe we'll give it another go.
No, I appreciate. Despite that, you're still willing to come to the table. Yeah, let's talk after this.
Greg's always willing to go to the table. Usually, it involves.
When it comes to evaluating young pitchers that you have on staff, and you look at them as being like a cost controlled asset, what's the evaluation process when you're trying to build a more competitive pitching staff?
Yeah, that obviously needs to be a focus of ours. And like some of it, we've seen young pitchers, you know, due to some of the injuries that we had, these guys were pretty much all pressed into service sooner and in bigger roles than they're probably ready for. And, you know, to varying degrees, obviously, they've all taken their lumps. But I think we've seen them all progress as the season has gone on. I think they're all going to be better for it. Really, you want to strip away the stuff that these guys can't control when you're evaluating them. You obviously want to look at their composure. You want to look at how they're using their stuff. And mainly, you want to look at the quality of their stuff. And are they throwing competitive pitches? And are they throwing strikes? You know, so much of we can slice and dice this any way we want to. So much of having success from a pitcher standpoint is just throwing good stuff over the plate. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot we can complicate it. It really comes down to that. And so, you know, you take Bale as an example. This guy, when he first came up, if you looked at the box score, you would think that this guy was just getting crushed. Watching the games, when that would happen, it would happen because he wasn't controlling the strike zone, controlling at bats, controlling counts. But he also had some games where he was doing that, and he's a ground ball pitcher, and sometimes balls find holes, and we weren't making plays behind him. And we were able, and you know, I give our staff a lot of credit for this, able to get him to see that and him to see what the ingredients for his success would be. And we've seen him throw the ball a lot better and get better results because he became confident in what it takes for him to be good. So we really need
I feel like there is still room for us to improve in this regard, and it's something that is on all of us. It's on our front office, it's on our coaching staff, and obviously it's on the players, but we need to make sure we get these guys to a point where they really understand why they're good, and then they can attack hitters confidently. It's really, really hard to get outs in this league, trying to pitch behind an account, running long counts all the time. Everybody that we have brought up here has had stuff to get big league hitters out. So it's a question of executing that stuff, attacking hitters, putting yourself in a position to control the at bat.
One final important one for me. Has the organization made a formal request to Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers to keep his clothes on at Fenway Park?
That is definitely outside of my scope.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd probably rather talk to you about your own contract situation than I would.
Would you? That's a good pivot. Are you going to see Aerosmith or the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, I actually, like, this is something, I don't know if this will make you or our fans happy or less happy that I have not taken advantage of the incredible concert lineup that we have here. Obviously, at least remain somewhat a part of my family while trying to help fix a lot of the things that haven't gone as well as we wanted to this year.
Okay.
Well, if you're around September 25th, I'm looking for tickets to Kevin Gates at the MGM. You might have a suite that might be available.
They don't have tickets for that.
They don't get suites over there.
Forget about Bogarts. Wiggy needs tickets.
They're just the landlord.
It's Kevin Gates, Curtis.
Hey, I'm with you. I don't know who it is. Sounds good.
The great thing about this group, I enjoy the time when I call in here and talk to you guys. You never really know where the conversation is going to go. And, today it was about, concert tickets and Greg's professional future. You never really know where it's going to go. And you could have given me 1,000 guesses. I don't think I would have gotten to that. So you guys always keep me on my toes.
We're literally just trying to find a question that you'll give an actual answer to. Like top three, what are your top three bands?
It's probably going to focus on, going back to like the late 90s, early 2000s alternative scene. Mm. So like Weezer would be in that group for me, although I'm more familiar with their work at that stage than their more recent work. It's older school, obviously before me, but I love the Beatles. So it kind of runs the gamut.
See, you only gave two.
Lady Gaga on that list. I know she had a heck of a show at Fenway.
Yeah, the shows and everything I've heard have been incredible. But no disrespect to her. I don't think she would make the list.
All right, Haim.
Just a matter of taste.
Well, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get better.
Thanks. And
it's got to get
better. Well, we got to make it better. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's on us. And I think when you're going through what we're going through, I think we all know there's more talent than this, but we have to own the results that we've had. And when that happens, we all got to level up. We have to, every single person in this organization has to look at, sharpen the saw, getting better. And, it's not all backwards looking. Obviously, we need to look forward, regardless of what worked or didn't work, and figure out, how to make everything better. There's a lot of good ingredients in there, but there's a lot of things that haven't clicked. And, we got to own that, and we got to work hard and make it better.
All right. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You got it.
All right. Haim Bloom, Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.